On my first day on campus, September 1961, I met a girl, and I had come to the Catholic men's college in Erie, Pennsylvania, and she had just arrived to go to the Catholic women's college, so we were both brand new in town. But I had come from Pittsburgh, and she had come from Hilo, Hawaii, and we had an hour or so to walk around and talk to one another, and we agreed we'd get together Saturday night, and we did, and we danced, and then we got together every Saturday night for weeks, and we'd dance. In those days, Chubby Checker was on the jukebox, but you still had like Dave Brubeck on a jukebox, so you had some music that was fun to dance to, that had some, we would have loved this band. First week in November, that's next week, so 52 years ago next week, I got a call from one of the girls at Mercyhurst who said, Lynn's in the infirmary, and so she won't be down this week. And then the next week, I got a call that said, Lynn's in the hospital. They're running tests. They're trying to figure out what's wrong with her, so she won't be down this week. And then the third week in November, I got a call that said, they can't fix what's wrong with her here, so they're sending Lynn home to Hawaii. Would you come to the airport and say goodbye? So I went out to, you know, Erie International Airport, and Lynn and I stood on the tarmac waiting for the plane to get ready to take off, and it started to snow. And she had never seen snow before. So we stood there, and she tried to catch snowflakes on her tongue. And she went home to Hawaii. And we started writing, and we wrote back and forth. About Easter time that year, my Aunt Dolly and Uncle Bill were at a family dinner and mentioned that they were headed to Hawaii. Now, you would want to know, my mom, this is my dad's, or my mom's brother, my Uncle Bill, my mom was 11 when her mother died, and her dad was gone already. So when she was 11, she was left with a brother who was 13 and a sister who was 15. And the state probably would have taken them over, except that they had a grandpa. Grandpa Sheehan lived with them. But Grandpa Sheehan was a veteran of the Civil War. So he was not taking care of these kids. They were taking care of him, and they would get him up every morning and get him dressed and feed him and then take him to the Legion Hall for the day, and then they'd bring him home and feed him and put him to bed. But that meant that from a very young age, those three, Charlotte, Gertrude, and William, became a team that made a life together. And eventually Charlotte married, and she always said, Joe married us. And he did. And then my dad married them, and my Aunt Dolly married them. So I was raised by six people, not three. So Aunt Dolly and Uncle Bill said they were going to Hawaii, and I said, well, I have this friend in Hawaii. You could go visit her, and here's her address. And off they went. Now, I don't know much about geography. One time my wife said she was going to go to Denver to a conference, and I said, well, I'll go with you, and I can drive over while you're at the meetings. I'll go see Tom. She said, where's Tom? I said, he's right there in Tucson. So some time went by, and there's a big family event, and Aunt Dolly pulls me aside and says, we went to see your friend Lynn. We had to fly to the Big Island to do that. But she says, Abby, it's not going well. She's not going to live. And I said, well, she's kind of suggested that in her letters. She said, it's really worse than that. She said that things are hard for those people. The other brothers and sisters go out to school every day. The parents have to both work. So Lynn's home all day alone. It's a very sad situation. Eventually, Lynn stopped writing, and so I knew that either she was gone or nearly gone. And then suddenly, Uncle Bill died. Uncle Bill died of cancer. He was one of these guys who will never go to a doctor. And so by the time they really did force him to get checked on, he was full of cancer. And he had been the leader of that team for so many years. The thing about impeccable leadership is you have no idea what it is until it isn't there anymore. And then you're all at sea, and you have no, you didn't know what the real world was like because you were in a unit that was led. So there was some back and forth about who will settle Uncle Bill's estate. He had a lawyer, and he left instructions. He did not want his lawyer to handle the estate. He wanted my dad to, my dad being a CPA and a lawyer. So Daddy was running, doing the estate. And about a year and a half, I think, went by before I was sitting at home. We were watching the Steeler game, and Daddy says to me, do you know anything about a family named Els in Hawaii? And I said, well, yeah. I said, you remember when I was at Gannon, I dated that girl. Remember, you told me she was half Japanese, and you said, you know, that leads to trouble. he says, I didn't remember, but now that you tell me, I do. He says, you know, I'm resolving all Uncle Bill's affairs, and over a period of a year or two, your Uncle Bill spent something in the range of $200,000 on medical bills for the Els family of Hilo, Hawaii. I said, you just found that out? And he said, yeah. I said, does nobody know? He said, I doubt it. I said, does Aunt Dolly know? He says, oh, I doubt it. He said, your Uncle Bill seemed to want it that way. So I left it that way until this past summer I told my cousin Kent about this, and Kent had exactly the same response I did. Thank you.